Urban Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, May 9th, 2013. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Our third hour guest today is Sheriff Richard Mack. He's going to be joining us talking about the 2013 CISPOA Convention, Heartland of America, and big gathering of all of these sheriffs who support the Constitution of the United States of America and are standing firm against this unconstitutional federal encroachment. So we're going to be talking with Sheriff Mack in hour number three of our show. Now, starting off with a little bit of good news, we were talking yesterday about Willie Jerome Manning was scheduled to be executed by lethal injection last night on the basis of a single piece of evidence which the FBI had now admitted had been mishandled and compromised. And the good news is the Mississippi Supreme Court has issued an indefinite stay of execution while this whole mess gets sorted out. So Willie is still with us. And that is a little bit of good news. Now, the corporate media, of course, is going on about the triple kidnapping in Ohio. Tourists who walked off a Carnival cruise ship apparently vanished. They don't know where they went. more bad news for Carnival on that one. Very bizarre story came out here. This is out of Cleveland's CBS affiliate, where apparently the Cleveland Police Department has come up with a statement that the 911 operator who took the first phone call from Amanda Berry after she escaped her confinement is now under review for not properly following all the protocols. Most egregious is she did not stay on the phone with Amanda until the police arrived to talk to her. And the chief of police is out there saying, please be assured this matter will be investigated and if necessary, appropriate corrective action taken. So what's going on here is the Cleveland police fail to prevent the kidnappings, fail to find the girls for 10 years, ignored calls from the neighbors. In fact, the official story from the Cleveland police is they don't have a record of the call, so apparently their filing system isn't working very well. But it's the dispatcher who got the call from the escaped girl who's going to be investigated and chastised. Boy, that it just doesn't tell you just how completely screwed up the police force is in this country here. Over at Baltimore, there's a city cop has been arrested, 20-year veteran of the police force, murdered his girlfriend, the mother of his son, aged four, barricaded himself in the house, killed. They're having to take him off. And it's just a reminder, in a lot of cases, it is the police who are the larger criminals. Now, following on my statement regarding this triple kidnapping in Ohio, I had said, if just one of those girls had been carrying concealed, this whole 10-year ordeal wouldn't have happened. Just would not have happened. And I got a lot of people saying, oh, you can't expect kids that young to be carrying guns. Really, you know, it's better for them to be kidnapped and raped repeatedly for 10 years than to trust them with a firearm, which is complete nonsense. And we found this YouTube video about an 11-year-old girl who defended her home against a home intrusion all by herself. 11-year-old chased away the criminals with a rifle. And it is a reminder that with proper safety training, yes, kids can use firearms to defend their homes. So this argument that these three Ohio girls were too young to be trusted with firearms, and really it was far more preferable for them to be held captive for 10 years than to trust them with a firearm, it's just another gun grabber argument that really doesn't stand examination. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back to talk about Syria after these words from our sponsors.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family. CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, you know, the corporate media is having a field day with this, you know, incredible story of the suffering of these three girls. And the more they hammer it, the more they're using it as a distraction from the economy in Syria and Iran, the more it is going to remind the American people the police cannot, do not, and will not protect you from these criminals. And the courts have ruled repeatedly the police are under no legal obligation to actually intervene to save you from violent crime. Warren versus District of Columbia is the most well-known example of this, but by no means the only isolated incident here. Now, getting over to what's going on in Syria, the leadership of the Syrian hired mercenary army has rejected the call from Russia for a negotiated settlement, which is exactly what Washington, D.C. wants. They don't want a settlement. They want an excuse to invade. They're still trying to figure out how they can get this thing going. Interesting reportage coming from antiwar.com saying the Obama administration's decision to get on board with Russian pushes for a negotiated settlement on Syria's civil war took a serious hit today, with the rebels saying no way. Now, there needs to be a clarification here. The U.S. did not get on board the Russian push for a settlement. After making U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wait for 3 hours, very obvious diplomatic message right then and there, Vladimir Putin told him in no uncertain terms the same thing Russia had told his predecessor, Hillary Clinton, If you go into Syria or Iran, Russia will turn it into the new Vietnam or the new Afghanistan and just wear the United States down on a war of attrition that the United States lacks the resources to survive. That's the message that has, it's a consistent message coming out of Russia. In other words, Putin put a brick wall right in front of the U.S. war machine. And Kerry obviously went over there to try and somehow make a deal or talk Russia into standing down. Let us go into Syria. Really, it's just a little tiny place. You won't miss it. And Putin said in no uncertain terms, no, this has gone on long enough. And so in order to save face, John Kerry comes out and says, we, the United States, have agreed with Russia and negotiated something. They want nothing of the kind. And so now the hired mercenary army comes out and says, we won't negotiate. Negotiation is dead. And the U.S. gets to act like it wasn't really what they wanted all along. And so the next step is going to be figuring out how to get this war train back on track. How to demonize Russia, how to find some kind of a political way to keep Russia from intervening in the coming election. I don't think they can find one. Russia obviously feels they stand a decent chance of prevailing in a direct conflict with the United States of America, and they probably do. Russia doesn't spend anywhere near as much on their military as the United States does, but they spend it well. They spend it efficiently. They don't pour $7 billion into developing a weapon system like the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle, and then spend billions more trying to fix all the problems with the design until they finally get something that works. And let's see. All righty, a little message from off the air. We'll look at this in just a little tiny bit. So, in fact, let's take a phone call. Steve in Oregon, aloha. Steve, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm going to be very brief. I got to get out of here. But this morning, that website, DIMCAD, that does the 3D printing,
yes.
The feds told him to shut it down just about an hour ago, and it's down now. And so they're taking that off the Internet so you can't get to it. And mm-hmm. So I thought I would mention, too, that I'm hearing it's still on Pirate Bay for those who would like to get it before they take it from there. And there's okay. already been like 100,000 downloads. And even if you don't like the 3D gun or you don't plan on making one, you should just get it and download it anyway. Just to piss them off.
Yeah, it certainly would. But you know something? Somebody wrote me an email the other day that raises a very good point. This is a printing process. And so setting aside the issues of the Second Amendment, which guarantees us the right to keep and bear arms, certainly to defend our daughters from being kidnapped by wackos over there in Ohio, but the First Amendment applies here too. If it's a printing process, the right to free speech covers this, because even though printing presses were the only technology that existed back in 1776, the Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled that the First Amendment applies to all new technological innovations, including telegraph, telephone, radio, television, computers, and the rest of it. And following that legal precedent, if it's a printing process, if something is being published, the First Amendment right to freedom of speech applies to 3D printing up to and including firearms. And so,
yeah, they're discussing that right now. It's a big legal thing because they're getting in the arms treaty. Oh, man, you wouldn't believe what they're doing. You know the story. But I got to get going, Mike, but thank you. I just wanted to get that info out so that people might want to download it while it's there.
All right. Well, definitely. Thank you very much for that information.
Thank you,
and,
Mike.
I'm one of these people. I'm not a big fan of 3D printed guns. It's actually a very labor-intensive, costly process. It's not suitable to mass manufacturing. And being an old-school gunsmith, wood and steel and metal and, you know, brass and everything, and make your own ammo and everything, there are far easier ways to acquire a firearm. It's an interesting technical exercise, but as that one demonstration showed the other day, the plastic guns don't hold up. They're not durable. They will not survive a high-powered round. And if you really think about it, a plastic gun that blows up the second or third time you use it is exactly the kind of gun the government would prefer you have versus these military-style guns that the U.S. government has been spending your tax money on to give to the drug gangs through Operation Fast and Furious. But under both the First and Second Amendments, you have a right to this technology and to use it for whatever you want to do. Up until the point where you use that gun for a criminal action, The U.S. government doesn't have any legal ground to do this. It is clearly unconstitutional. I hope somebody is able to fund a legal challenge that will go right up to the United States Supreme Court. And again, we're starting to see our government respond to new technologies the way the governments and religious institutions tried to respond when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing. Oh, we can't have this flow of information in the public. They're going to start figuring out all the scams and the lies, and they're going to see all the problems. We've got to shut it down. We've got to take control of it. And, of course, that failed. The technological genie is out of the box, or out of the bottle, or whatever they keep the genies in. And, I think shutting down this website is going to be a public relations disaster for the United States government. Because even as the government is buying all this hollow point ammunition, and by the way, somebody made a really good point. If the Department of Homeland Security is saying this is just for training, can't they use simulators? Or can't they use cheaper non-hollow point ammunition for their training? They're just lying about this stuff. They're preparing to go to war against the 50 states, and they're trying to disarm you any way they can. The Nazis did exactly the same thing to the German people. We can see what's coming on here. But this closing of Cody Wilson's website basically falls into that saying we have on one of the coffee cups we sell out of our website, which is the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And this is another case of where everybody can see the U.S. government acting as a dictatorship, taking away technologies that don't make them comfortable, constant monitoring of all of our communications without warrants. Everything that they're doing right now simply hammers home the message, we live in a dictatorship, we live in a dictatorship, we live in a dictatorship. This is not America. This is not even close. This is not even close to the illusion of what America was supposed to be. We were spoon-fed by those state-controlled public schools. Everything this federal government is doing is what we, in theory, fought a couple of world wars to oppose. Which tells us that this time we're on the wrong side of this coming world war, which means our nation will lose. Now, getting back to Syria. The attacks by Israel onto Syria is sending a message to the rest of the world that Israel is going to continue doing whatever it wants to do with impunity, protected at the Security Council by the United States of America, their slave, their ever-obedient, servile houseboy. And, of course, this bodes ill for the other neighboring nations. Israel can't seem to go for 6 months without attacking one of their neighboring nations. Iran, that we're being told is the evil empire incarnate, hasn't invaded another country in a war of aggression in over 200 years. The Arab states are urging the United Nations to take action against the recurring Israeli aggressions. And, of course, we know the Security Council won't be able to do anything because the United States will be up there going, oh, veto, 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 veto. And that's it, like a trained dog. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is basically Israel's trained dog. You know, speak, veto, veto. That's how that whole thing works here. Now, of course, the backlash from the Israeli bombing and the inaction of the United Nations is that it is strengthening the political resolve of Iran and Russia and the rest of the Arab nations in the region. They have finally come to understand the U.S. left to itself is not going to pull back on its policy of conquest and forcing the world back onto Bretton Woods. Israel will never stop its belligerent behavior. The UN can't do anything about it. It is now up to them. And we're seeing basically Russia's resolve is firming up. Iran's leader has sent a message. They will support the Syrian government unlimited, and they've got money and weapons to send. So this thing is escalating out of control, which is, of course, what Israel wants. Israel wants the U.S. and Russia to blow each other up with nuclear bombs because then Israel gets to say, aha, we still have nuclear bombs. We're in charge of the Middle East oil fields, which puts them economically in charge of the world. That's what Israel wants, for the U.S. and Russia to blow each other up and leave Israel in charge of the small cinder block that's going to be left. We're going to take a break. Be right back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back into Syria here, I'm looking at this story about how the U.S. government has simply come in and shut down this website that merely had data files for 3D printers to make gun parts. And it's not like it's going to stop people from making gun parts. You can make high-capacity magazines in any sheet metal shop. There's no way for the government to know that you're doing that. And it reminds me very much of the years leading up to the French Revolution, the first of the French Revolutions, because they actually had several in a row, where Jean-Paul Marat was out there doing his amazing writings to rally the French people against their money junkies, and the only thing the crown could do was hunt down his printing presses and smash them, which they did over and over and over again, did not change the final outcome. And neither will this. Those 3D data files for the gun manufacturing using 3D printing, they're out there on the net. There is no way to get them back. And it's just absolutely the reality. We're going to grab a phone call here. Jeff in Georgia. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I'm going to kind of segue subjects here a little bit. I know that's kind of breaking news and caught up with a little bit on that 3D gun thing. Now, I wanted to bring up, I don't know if I saw it on what really happened today or not, but we're aware that the SEAL Team 6 guys, their families, are going to have a press conference today. These are the SEAL team that went down in that Chinook helicopter in August in Afghanistan.
Yes. We're waiting to see what they have to say.
Oh, it was awesome, man. I watched it. I'm not going to kill the fire or the thunder of it all. Amazing testimony from the parents. You know, this is a back-to-back.
Well, give us the high points. As long as you've got the information, please share.
Okay. Well, the guy that stands out to me, there's three families that spoke. The first family that got up, and his main point, I guess, or the takeaway from his conversation, was that during the funeral ceremony, when they brought the guys back over here to Dover, they did they had an imam actually do the ceremony, if you will. It translated the prayer, and it's just a total, you know, Muslim prayer, damning these infidels to hell, basically, and they did that over our military guys there in Dover. That was a shocking thing, at least to the family.
That seems like that's an outright propaganda stunt. I mean, there's no rationale for allowing it to happen other than to be able to wave around and say, oh, those gosh darn Arabs, they're sending our children's souls to the dark regions. And, again, that just reeks of a propaganda setup.
I understand that 100%. Again, that's just one of the things. Evidently, there were seven or eight Afghanistan fighters on that chopper as well. They were switched out at the last minute. There's all kinds of questions that come out when they start asking the questions that haven't been answered from their government.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other testimony from one of the parents was his son was a cryptographer for SEAL Team 6, never really knew what unit he was in, never heard of SEAL Team 6 actually said out loud until... And this guy's from Philly. He's got a great accent. Until I saw Joe Biden in his tuxedo with half a load on up there talking about how we killed Osama bin Laden with SEAL Team 6.
Mm-hmm.
And on these families, that's, you know, puts a target on their back, obviously. The government, I guess, was aware of that. But it comes out that all special forces activities in Afghanistan are consulted with Afghanistan army and military leaders. So it basically is implying that the Taliban knew that 100 Navy SEALs were going to be coming from wherever they were when they did the bin Laden thing to wherever it was when they got killed.
Well, you need to understand, you know, you're getting caught up in the official story here, because first of all, that wasn't Osama bin Laden they got. Bin Laden.
I'm just telling you the period. I
understand that, but we're running out of time on this segment, and I want to respond to a couple of those things. First of all, it wasn't really Osama bin Laden. We busted all those really horribly done fake photos they flooded onto the internet to sell this hoax. Second of all, the initial news reports were it was the Pakistanis who raided the house. And then after it was all over, somebody said, we think that was Osama bin Laden. The American military command got it. President Obama said, quick, send in the SEALs, grab the body, we'll take credit for it. And by the time they realized it wasn't really bin Laden, they had already leaked it to the press and it was going to be this huge embarrassment. That's why they had to dump his body in the ocean, swear everybody else to secrecy, try this goofball, hastily done, phony photos of the dead bin Laden. And that's ultimately why President Obama didn't get the big PR boost from this he thought he was going to, which is why they had to try the stunt at Benghazi with the ambassador that also turned into an epic fail. They're really not very good at setting up these public relations hoaxes. You got about a minute left. Anything else you want to add to this?
I just encourage everybody to go check it out. I'm not affiliated with it. I was just totally blown away by it. And the title of it is called Extortion 17. That was the name of the flight of the Chinook helicopter that went down. It's still kind of old news. I don't think it's been totally updated yet on YouTube to show the press conference now that it's not live. But incredible testimony, or not testimony, just incredible questions. There was great representation there for congressmen to a couple of the generals. You guys would know them. They've talked on your shows before. They get up and speak as well. It's just a really cool thing. I think everybody ought to go check it out. If you think Benghazi's hot, you wouldn't believe it. This is as big as Pat Tillman's thing. I'll just leave it like that.
All right. Well, again, you're right, but we know the whole story from beginning to end is a complete fraud. Anyway, you got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to get back to the evolving situation over there in Syria. Israel's attack on Damascus, whatever its agenda really was, and I'm of the opinion that Israel's just going to go on attacking Syria until Syria strikes back, at which point Israel and the United States have their excuse for a direct military invasion by your children. Because those Israeli children are really too precious to risk in this kind of an operation. So the goal is to get your kids thrown over there and to throw themselves onto the Syrian bayonets. But the political backlash is, because it was an unprovoked attack by Israel, a violation of international law, completely without any justification whatsoever, Russia now has a justification to send in their troops to Syria. So it looks like if the U.S. continues to push this world war into a truly global nightmare, that one of the fronts is going to be across Syria and Iran. Meanwhile, Israel is making a big, big stink about this Russian arms sale to Syria, which includes the S-300 missile defense system. It's an air defense system. And Israel saying, oh, you can't let them do that. This deal's been going back and forth for a long time. With Israel and the United States pressuring Russia, no, you don't want to send them the rockets. They really don't need those things. And, of course, Israel just proved that, yeah, Syria does need them. And Israel's even going so far as to say if Syria is given these air defense missile batteries, it's going to make enforcing a no-fly zone impossible. Yeah, that's kind of the point. And Israel's going on about what a destabilizing influence this is. Actually, quite the contrary. The S-300 is an area defense system, anti-aircraft. You do not use the S-300 to lob across the border and blow up somebody else's buildings, like Israel's doing to Syria right now. The reason Israel is upset about this is because the next time they fly into somebody else's country to blow up another chicken farm, which is what they got on this last invasion, there's a good chance their planes and pilots aren't going to be coming back, and they're going to miss those pilots. They won't miss the planes. The U.S. will just send more of them over there, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. But basically, this is going to deny Israel and the U.S. unquestioned control of Syria's skies, which is what they've been getting. Another part of this arms deal, and this is where it gets really hairy, is Russia is now delivering, because of Israel's attack, Russia feels they have the political justification to deliver these supersonic cruise missiles. These are anti-ship sea skimmer cruise missiles. They fly faster than the speed of sound, faster than the phalanx can intercept. They're maneuverable. They whip back and forth. They dipsy-doodle. A ballistic intercept is impossible. Russia has been developing this to counter the American ballistic missile defense system, to counter the American systems that will say, oh, this rocket is coming in here, we're going to shoot it down, and Russia doesn't want to count on the U.S. missiles missing the intended target and killing another 747 like happened over Long Island, New York a while back here. So Russia is sending some state-of-the-art weapons with which Syria can defend their skies against foreign invading aircraft and defend their coastline against naval threats. And that's not going to be too hard because remember, the Pentagon came out talking about these littoral combat ships, hideously expensive. They've built an entire fleet of these things, and the Pentagon is saying, well, they look cool, but they don't have adequate armor to protect themselves. The crews are really too small to be effective in a combat area. They don't carry enough weapons. They're not as radar stealthy as they were supposed to be, and apparently their Wi-Fi networked computer systems that run the ship are open to hacking from outside. Complete waste of money. And this is where we get back to this idea that just because the U.S. government has spent more of your money on weapons of war than the next 25 nations combined, 24 of whom are supposed to be allies, doesn't mean they've got an effective fighting force. It just means they've blown the money on all of these weapon systems for political reasons. Apparently, Congress has voted through appropriations for a new tank program that the Army doesn't even want. And the Congress said, no, 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 we are going to spend the money on these, and you will take these, and you will use these. The Army said, we don't need them. We don't want them. They're not good. It's just a big joke. And the point of that is, just because the United States has the most expensive military in history doesn't mean it's necessarily effective. We're clearly not getting the bang for our buck. The F-35 is a good example. They've already spent more than the gross domestic product of Australia to develop this aircraft. They're already manufacturing them. None are actually deployed for active duty because the systems are still incomplete. They can't get that helmet fire control system to work. It can't fly in the rain, can't fly in the fog, can't fly close to lightning, can't really survive in a dogfight because it's got lousy visibility to the rear. And even the Pentagon says it will not survive in a dogfight against the Russian equivalents that Russia's building for much less money. It's a horrible system. It's designed to spend money, to waste money, to keep all the defense contractors and their pet politicians happy, keep them all rich at your expense. And your kids, when they get sent into these war zones with these botched up weapons, are going to die because of the greed of the military industrial complex. I remember that whole big stink over the M16. Huge, huge scandal. The Army brass were invested in the M14 infantry rifle, and I think it was the M30 machine gun, because they used the same ammo. And the thinking was it would make the logistics simpler. And they went so far as when Armalite came up with what would eventually be the M16, and they set it out for trials, the Army literally loaded the cartridges with the wrong kind of propellant that jammed the gun, led to misfires. They had them out there in field trials in Vietnam. A lot of American kids got killed. They were found with their disassembled rifle and the cleaning kit trying to put it back together. And it was done to basically justify staying with the M14 that so many of the military brass were financially tied in with the provider. And Congress ultimately got wind of just how completely bogus this whole thing was and held hearings and investigation and wound up telling the Army, look, you're going to go with the M16. It is clearly a superior weapon. And, of course, now it's become a global standard, along with all of its derivatives. And that's how this whole military-industrial complex thing works. It's about sucking money out of the society for weapons that may not really work or not, but as long as they're expensive and they're making lots of money, who really cares? And the people who pay for it, not financially, you're paying for it financially. Our kids in combat are being sent into combat with inferior weapons, hideously expensive. Remember the scandal over the body armor? This one company got the contract for all the body armor in use in the field. Soldiers were told, you will use this officially issued body armor. Turned out to not be effective. The guy made a huge amount of money through a $10 million bat mitzvah for his daughter with all this loot that he was making off this inferior body armor. Families who wanted to send Dragon Scale, which is a superior body armor, to their kids in the war zone, were told if they did that, then if the kids still got killed, they wouldn't get any death benefits. It was all about supporting the established deals, the established flow of money. We've all seen camo out there, right? And we know that, back at the start of this whole rush to a new world war, there was basically the green camo and the brown camo, and that was it. Over time, virtually every individual branch of the service has now had to come up with their own unique camo identity, most of which isn't really effective as camouflage. Now, the Marine version, they've got little tiny globe and anchors and all these other little symbols woven into the camo design to make it unique to the Marine Corps. And there's some 10 different camouflage BDU programs out there, which are hideous duplications, hideous amounts of expense. It takes about $500,000 to design and approve a new camo pattern. We've got a story about that linked at whatreallyhappened.com. It's all about the money, making money. And those soldiers on the front lines, they're loaded down with equipment they may not need. I think the average loadout for a frontline soldier is something like 60 pounds of junk, most of which he's simply not going to need. And, of course, for places like Afghanistan, where it's very mountainous terrain, loading the kids down with that much weight of mandatory approved U.S. manufactured stuff slows them down, puts them at a disadvantage to the Afghanis, who basically are running around with a rifle and some ammo and who know the terrain. Because they're not really interested in the war and the kids on the front line. They just want to make another buck. Remember the scandal in Vietnam? They were just dropping all these bombs on empty lots. We think it may be a truck park. And it turned out they were bombing empty lots. Why? Because the bombs cost money. It was all about selling weapons, selling munitions, soaking the American taxpayer. And that's really what it was all about here. Now, Vladimir Putin, as long as he's on his tear about what's going on in Syria and Iran, has reiterated his concern that ever since the United States went into Afghanistan, the production of opium in that country, which had been virtually zero under the Taliban, has now just exploded. And a lot of that opium is now being sent into Russia. And Putin is very, very angry about that because he knows it's been prior U.S. policy to use opium to suppress or destabilize a society or a segment of society. This is why during Vietnam, when Khun Sa's heroin was coming back into the United States of America inside those Vietnam body bags, it was primarily being dumped in the black neighborhoods. Same thing during Iran-Contra, when the cocaine was coming up from South America to fund the covert military support for the Nicaraguan Contras, and also, of course, to make all the players insanely, insanely rich. Where was all this cocaine and crack being sold? Primarily into the black neighborhoods. Out in Los Angeles, Freeway Ricky Ross was pouring this stuff into the black neighborhoods to keep the black people in their place. And I actually met him once through my first wife, Broadzilla. And he was openly saying, yeah, I'm working for the CIA. And as long as I'm working for the CIA, the police will never touch me. And they never did. So Putin does not want the same thing coming into Russia. And he's making a big stink about that. And by the way, we're already seeing today, yesterday, when it became obvious Putin had thrown this brick wall in front of the invasion of Syria, I said, you watch, we will start seeing Russia bashing nonstop. Ooh, the bad Russians, they're bad. We may have to go to war against them. Do you want to go to war against nuclear-armed Russia and possibly nuclear-armed China just to prop up the Federal Reserve note? I don't think so. That's a really stupid reason to incinerate the surface of planet Earth, to keep private central banking in power. Israel, meanwhile, is now actively evacuating hired mercenaries from Syria to treat them in Israeli hospitals and send them back. So they're openly supporting this attempt to overthrow. U.S. is back to screaming, Assad must go. There will be no settlement without Assad's removal. They're trying to escalate this. Russia is trying to block it. Russia's the only one acting like an adult on the world stage right now. Everybody else are screaming children. McCain, Netanyahu, Obama, they're all saying, oh, we got to go to Syria, we got to go to Syria. And Russia's saying, all right, children, calm down, or we're going to have to lock you out of the swimming pool. Now, over in Pakistan, their high court has ruled the U.S. drone strikes into Pakistan are illegal under international law. They're very angry that every time a terror suspect gets targeted, and by the way, there's no guarantee these terror suspects are actually guilty of anything. Remember, it's come out. The vast majority of people in Guantanamo are innocent of any wrongdoing. So we may infer that the vast majority of terror suspects targeted by these drone strikes are probably innocent of any wrongdoing. And for every one target they get, an average of 50 innocent bystanders are killed. Much worse damage and destruction than happened in Boston, and the corporate American media won't talk about it. And now Pakistan is saying their high court has ruled these are crimes under international law. They have ordered the Pakistan government to refer the matter to the International War Crime Tribunal. So there's going to be a war crimes trial about this, which, of course, the United States will completely ignore because they see themselves as above international law. We're going to grab a phone call. Clarence in Oklahoma. Osseo, my friend, what's going on?
Peel to you, too, Mike. And I just had to call in because, as I said, I don't call in just to hear myself on the radio because, well, back in college, I was on it enough, and that was good enough for me. And, but at any rate, when you mentioned the thing about the M16 and all the, you know, the, how they're messing with ammunition and how they brought that into being, well, I was in the Air Force, basically to keep being drafted in the Army back in the day. Mm-hmm. And, I was in the, what they call the security police. And they put us through, and when I got out, I joined the reserve, they put us through desert warfare training. But basically, kind of an Army basic. And that wasn't really our job, but that's what they said, you know, out in the desert north of Vegas. And I was thinking about a good friend of mine that I'd known, I mean, for years, that worked with in, out at the local air base.
Okay, we got about 1 minute.
Okay, well, he said, you know, it's going to be a bad day when you draw your weapon out of the armory and it says on the side you can tell it's Mattel.
Well, no, that's actually true. Mattel,
that,
made the plastic component. Yeah. No,
I've heard that they actually kind of got the idea from that. And now, with my memory being what it is, I forgot what my second point was, so I better let you go since we're getting close to a, you know, a break.
All right. I'm sorry that I got you flummoxed and you forgot your second point, but that is actually true. When Armalite first started manufacturing the M16, they contracted with Mattel, which had an amazing injection molded plastic facility to make the buttstock and the foregrips.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what it's made out of. Oh, and the other thing was, the 60 pounds you're talking about?
Yes.
I was on a training exercise out there in the desert, and we had to go out in the field and live in a tent or live out in a foxhole or whatever, and the pack I was carrying was 60 pounds.
Yes.
And I don't know. But at any rate, they put a PRC-25 radio, one of those ancient things, and they weigh probably another 30, has 100 pounds, and back then I was in good shape and only weighed 150. So, quite a deal.
Yeah, it is. It's all about selling product to the military, and these kids have to carry it, and it weighs them down. They can't move quickly and decisively when they're under threat. They're literally pinned down under the weight of all of this stuff. And now, rather than pull back and make our forces lighter and more maneuverable, now they're spending money on these robots that will walk along beside the soldiers to carry all this other extra stuff. They're going to sell them at taxpayer expense. Thanks for the call, Clarence. Going to let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as you're probably already aware, cosmologist brain Stephen Hawking did, in fact, boycott the Israeli conference over Palestine. Cambridge University's management, administration, is trying to clean the egg off their face after trying to put out the story that Hawking was not boycotting Israel, that it was just medical reasons. And then Hawking came out and said, no, I'm not going because of what Israel is doing to Palestine. And this is very significant because Stephen Hawking, he's world famous. He has a lot of respect for all the work that he has been doing, the challenges he's had to overcome. This guy's a modern hero, and that's the reason he is in the Sir Isaac Newton chair at Cambridge University. And he's got tenure. Not much they can do about that. And what's really interesting, the reason I'm bringing this up again, is everywhere you see this story being reported, Israel's megaphonies are piling on, and they're just trying to scream at him he's an anti-Semite. And what's going on here is, remember when South Africa's apartheid started coming apart at the seams? And the boycott of, well, everything coming out of South Africa finally caused that government to collapse. And the same thing is starting to happen to Israel. The boycott and divestiture movement is really taking hold because we recognize apartheid when we see it. Even the South Africans are saying what Israel is doing to Palestine is even worse than the whites were doing to the blacks in the former South African nation. And so this is a huge, huge support for the boycott movement. And it brings a lot of attention to the fact that Israel is an apartheid state. They color code the license plates. They're now trying to get this law with the United States of America that Israelis can travel back and forth from Israel to the United States without any kind of added paperwork, but Israel retains the right to refuse entry to Americans who may be of Arabic descent. That's racist. It's profiling. And we have all these American politicians lining up and saying, well, racism is wrong, but really we have to let Israel get away with it because they're special and they don't have to follow the rules the rest of the planet Earth has to. And so they're out there trying to find some way they can discredit Stephen Hawking. And the megaphonies are working double shifts out there. Israel has a very well organized and directed online propaganda campaign. And right now they're totally focused on Stephen Hawking. And they're being so obvious about it. And their arguments against him are so completely groundless. They're just calling attention to themselves. They really are. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, aloha to you, too. One thing I wanted to clarify, get my hand free back in my ear here, about this debt collector thing is, one, we were basically getting checks from these douchebags to settle
okay.
the case.
Mark,
I'm sorry.
Mark, going to have to keep you over the station identification. Do not go away. I want to hear this, and I want to give you the time to tell the story fully. So stay on the phone. We'll be right back.